Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. We want to thank Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, stopping by Thirsty Thursday, coming on site like he always does, representing to the fullest. We are live again out here at Scissors and Scotch, 30th and Yankee Hill. Old School and Old on the Block have been out here. We are live in effect. Again, specials out here. $39 member special. Founders Reserve membership includes free upkeeps, access to their member shelf liquors, invitations to members-only events, and additional discounts. I will tell you this. Haircut, $39 for the founded, for the reserve membership, and you get free upkeeps is a pretty good deal. Not a pretty good deal, but it's a really good deal, considering that as much as, you know, you're out, you know, business meetings and stuff like that, you want to make sure you're tightened up and pampered. And, you know, look, man, this is the ladies and everybody, they got spas, nail salons.
What do you spend? What do you spend a week? A month.
I mean, if I'm speaking –
Tight.
Yeah, I mean, if
tight.
I've cut back. I mean, I'm not a one of these guys that, you know, I'm on a budget, so it could be anywhere from $150, $200. It's right in line. This is cheaper deal.
So,
because here's the deal. I don't mean to, I'll get a two, so per month.
Okay.
Right, so say 5 weeks, and so say if I'm speaking, just say five times, once a week, mm-hmm. I'm going to at least try to have two serious haircuts,
okay,
and space it out to where it grows back, and then you want to make sure you have your lineup right, mm-hmm. Because generally as I've gotten older, my hair doesn't grow back as it did when I was younger, so, you know, it is what it is. And I will tell you this before we get to, when I was playing, you know, you got to get a haircut every week.
When I was younger, it was every Friday. That's when I had a barber.
Yeah.
You know, in the hood, in my neighborhood. That, and then once I got out of the neighborhood, I would go every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you just couldn't. And this is when I had my fade, so yeah. That was certainly a thing, right?
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. I can say fully, those are $20 haircuts.
It was 10 back in the
day.
Yeah. Haircuts were 8, and you give them a 10 for a $2 tip if he did
it. Oh, no. I'm old enough to remember. I can tell you that Mr. Barber's house, his actual last name was Barber, and he lived across the street. But in his basement, he had a full barbershop.
Right.
And so we'd go over there, and it was, you know, mom would give me 5. It cost 3 for kids. I was supposed to give him 2. He got 1, and then the ice cream man got 2.
Yeah.
The ice cream man got the other.
I like that.
Yes. And I thought I was balling.
He's looking for
right?
you. He looking for you. His haircut day. DP going to be here.
Listen, every Friday.
DP going to get his ice cream. Man.
Listen, and then once I got to the fro, then that changed it. But I was paying one of the local girls to cornrow my hair.
Yeah.
And that was the same difference. So they've got memberships. They've got a 10-year plan, a 15-year plan, a 25-year plan. And then the buzz cut, you're going to get a buzz cut every 2 weeks. So you can set it up or you can go every 4 weeks at $30 a month. If you want to go every 2 weeks, it's $56 a month. And it depends on how you want to do it. Now, if you want the full package, you want to live large, right? Or if you want to treat your guy You want to treat somebody, your son, to the full deal.
Yeah, right. Look, they just graduated high school.
Right.
Some of them are going off to college a little early. Might be going on their last little friends trip. Make sure they tighten up.
Graduate just got that graduate.
Right. College graduates.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And DP. For the dads out there, want to show your sons how to be a little gentleman and what it's like to be pampered. Set the standard.
Yep.
You know, listen, man. Everybody's always having saying, you know, like, show you how you need to treat their daughters and I'm a big believer in that. We're a big believer in that. You know what? We need to get pampered too, man.
The only thing I
won't let them do is touch my feet.
Oh no, but I see. Look, man, I got these base runners' feet. I got wide receivers.
My dogs.
I got the
dogs,
boats.
Listen,
I got the boats.
These things need to be top secret. Hey. Remember when they had top secret? When they had these are fossils over here.
Hey, listen, they are too big to not be smooth.
Mine
my feet are too big to be. Listen,
mine look like I got Fred Flintstone. I've been out there stopping them. Like, where's Wilma?
Right, you starting and stop the car.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Look, if these feet aren't taken care of, it'll start a fire.
Hey.
Rubbing together, just touching stuff. So, the mani-pedi work for me is sincere. Like, I'm gonna go let them do my hands.
Yeah.
And then for the right tip.
Yeah.
You know, hey, go ahead and dip these talons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead. While we're here, right? Get the nose hairs.
Yeah.
I don't have the ear hair problem, and quite frankly, I'm not judging nobody, but I am making fun of everybody. If you have to get your ears done, you are my favorite road dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have to have you around to make fun of on a regular basis.
Because ear hair grows back.
Hey, listen, if you on the text line and you have ear hair, please identify yourself, because I'm going to buy you all the coffee. You're not going to have to come to the mill and ever bring out your credit card. I need for you to come down to the mill so I can hang out with you.
Yeah, that is funny. When you travel and you're in the airport and you look over,
bruh,
and you see somebody with just weeds coming out of their ear.
Bruh, they're the best.
Yeah.
It's usually the same dudes that have the hair that comes up out of the shirt.
Yeah.
Right? And you misidentify the sweater, right? Because it was like, hey, bro, you can't wear a brown sweater.
Yeah.
Because people.
brown don't match with it.
You can't do it. I'm a hater. Out loud, I'm a hater because I can't grow facial hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a thing. I'm a hater. Count me in. Sign me up. I'm a hater. If you can grow, for all you long beard dudes, I am a hater. Listen, if you have – so Luke down at the station, Luke got the super face, right? And so I look at Bach, werewolf.
Yeah.
Like, he is my
– Bach's the one that come out of his shirt.
Right, like –
Bach's come out of his shirt, though. I mean, I love
Bach's come out of his belt, man.
Yeah.
But
Bach just said – the hair said, I'm here.
Right, like this is part of the personality problem. Nick over there, hair. Rico has to cut his hair. Like, Rico needs to be a member over here.
Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy corporate card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, he need that stuff bushwhacked.
So, you know, go ahead and do that. We don't have a lot of super hairy people at the station. But those are the ones that get the and look, I'm going to make fun of them. I'm going to get them, like, for Christmas. I already know what I'm getting. I already know what I'm getting. Like, just count it. Just count it. Like, yeah. Jake Sorensen don't need it.
Yeah.
Jake Sorensen, he don't need it.
Yeah, Jake must be on business, though. He ain't even got his glasses on, so
he
knows.
No, he got baby Sorensen with him.
Yeah, he don't want to scare the baby.
Right, he got baby Sorensen with him today, so.
Anyways, we'll take a quick break, come back, short segment, top of five. Are we rolling? Oh, we're rolling. DP.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you saw. I asked you about the clip versus the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
Listen here.
Oh, geez.
Listen, if Doc Rivers talked to me like that as a professional athlete,
did you
I can promise you right now, Doc Rivers, life would be changed. Do you understand me?
Did you when watch he, all four episodes?
No, but what he said, and listen.
Come on.
But, Doc.
Come on. Doc,
but he was – he. But the one thing is that he's an equal opportunity.
He got everybody.
Player. He just went down the line. Oh, you looking at me too?
He.
Why did he do Chris Paul that?
He
why he said, oh, you want to be a champion like your boy? Well, stop having thin skin. Chris Paul was like, dang.
Austin, did you watch this? Did you watch – So what were they? Two episodes or four?
Four episodes.
So four episodes, and it caught me off guard.
I ain't never seen nobody talk like it that.
The Lakers one.
Yeah, that was
HBO.
Caught
that
me
was
off guard.
Steam the Lakers Prime
one.
Production.
The Lakers one. You kind of knew, and it was like, oh, you know, Mr. Buss was doing okay. Mm-hmm. It was more a soap opera type.
Yeah.
This right here. Oh, no. If I'm in Milwaukee, oh, no. I got you. I said, listen, dog, you ever talk
Ghetto.
To me like that again, I can promise you, you will touch every corner up in this gym. And then once you come back, and I'll resuscitate you, and then you're going to touch everyone again the way he was talking
about.
But to
here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Now, is that real?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let me say this. Let me say this.
I thought it was something that you, like, they was just making
no,
it up.
No, no, because.
You said that to them, dude?
Yeah.
Doc is from Marquette. People forget.
Care. Yeah.
People forget. And he from Milwaukee. The Bo Ellis.
This ain't Shaka's Marquette.
Right. This
ain't Tom Crean's Marquette.
This is the Al McGuire Marquette.
Okay. So what does that mean?
So he got – Al McGuire gave work.
Yeah. But
he gave work.
DP, hold on. Time out. I don't care.
He
if
was
the Dalai Lama
Chicago
was your coach.
In the 70s, bro.
Listen, I don't care if the Dalai Lama was your coach. You looked at that man, Matt Barnes, and said, like, dang, you that lazy?
He
Are
called
you that
him.
Lazy in bed? That's why your wife leaving?
He literally and called then, him right. Like he,
And then he went to Big Baby. You miss Kevin Garnett? He told me you need to go to Weight Watchers. And then Chris Paul was sitting there laughing, right?
And then
he looked
tears.
At Chris Paul and said, oh.
I was
you want some too?
You want some too?
I was in tears.
Why did he tell DeAndre Jordan, said, man, you know, they want We should have traded you last summer. He's like, go ask Blake how to inbound the ball. Like, bro.
Well, he asked Blake, you tired of that dude holding your hands? he literally asked Blake Griffin if he was tired of Donald Sterling holding his hands.
I know.
You tired of that grown man holding your hand over there, bro? And then Chris Paul, you got to let him do it. In order for it to happen, you got to let him do it.
Hey, who was the brother that was walking by and they said – and he said, was he like that in Boston? Who was that supposed to be?
They were asking –
Big
about,
Baby.
Yeah.
And then, and then Big Baby caught the stray bullet.
Right, yeah. Right.
I was just answering a question.
Big Baby just got sent to prison, still caught that stray.
It was
– I know. Imagine him in prison.
But it was so bad. This – the casting was so – So
the cast, oh my God.
Bad.
I will tell you, listen, they, I think Lawrence Fishburne did a decent job with Doc Rivers.
As Doc, yeah.
And I think,
worst.
What's the face did a good with Donald Sterling. Everybody else was horrible.
That's why I don't watch sports stuff, right? It is so cheesy, it's so cringe, it's so over the top sometimes.
But the Lakers,
it's not the same.
The Lakers,
you have enough soap opera in sports
Lakers,
as it is.
The Lakers one is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Right, the Lakers.
But this is better entertainment because
it's bad.
You know how you watch a movie because it's terrible.
You know what
you can't take your eyes off it.
Hey,
I have to watch.
You know what this reminds me of? Do you remember? It was probably my second year in Buffalo, so about 2000, 2001, maybe 2002. when ESPN came out with that sitcom, it was supposed to be inside the – they didn't do any NFL teams. It was like Playmakers or something.
Yeah, Playmakers.
And
yeah.
the NFL said, listen, take that off the network. Remember they played it before Sunday Night Football? They said, listen, that it must cease right now because they were telling the truth about what the NFL was doing, but the casting was so bad. They had dudes out there. They had Uncle Elroy that just drank a 40-ounce trying to go out there and run deep route.
You asked me about Mama Sterling. You literally asked me about her like 2 days ago. And I told you. I literally told you. The one casting that they got right was Mama Sterling.
The best question is she looked at Donald Sterling and said, are we that bad? Are we that bad if we're that people?
She was at the...
But the thing is, he said, does it matter?
But then he
had a TV dinner, though. That's the best part. That man had a TV dinner.
He had all the money in Los Angeles and didn't literally – I mean, when they took me to dinner, we went to a steakhouse. But it wasn't a steakhouse. It was just
a steakhouse, not a steakhouse.
Right. Like, it on the pantheon of steakhouses, what's the best steakhouse in Lincoln?
I assume Misty's has the rep, right?
Yeah. Right. So Misty's at one end of the pantheon, and then Sizzler at the other end of the pantheon. This was way on the Sizzler. And mind you, they're trying to hire me. And we're so disconnected, they took me to the – and I'm just
– who do you think I am?
I walked
in
like, I walked in. I went, wait a minute. Y'all flew me out here first class, put me in one of your penthouses. They didn't have me at the hotel. They had me at one of their penthouses. And then you took me – you had the driver pulled up, Jay Foreman. He pulled up to the restaurant, and I started laughing because I was like, stop playing.
Was he in a Ford Pinto?
Hey, thought he was on an episode of Punk.
I asked the question.
Am I supposed to be here?
It's like, Impractical Jokers.
What are you doing? Like, really? Oh, this, we're going to eat here. And they were so proud. They were so proud. Like, we got you what you wanted. No.
Yeah, they should have might as well took you get some chicken and watermelon.
Boy.
Anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk more about that, man, because, listen, Doc Rivers got some questions to answer.
Understatement of the century out of Jay Foreman right there.
So we're going to take a quick break, come back. This is Old School, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, live out here, Sizzlers and Scotch.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.